the beginning of this month, all the five payams of Kajokeje up to the border are now under the occupation of the Nkabor cattle herders, heavily armed. They harass the civilians, they take their food, they graze their cattle on the farms, on the crops, they intimidate the civilians, they take their cattle or whatever they find, they confiscate utensils that families use. That has been happening.
But how about a video that was making rounds on social media, allegedly of someone shooting cows, and there was somebody speaking in the background that this is the Kajokeji community defense group, and they are going to shoot the cows of, you know, cattle keepers. What do you know about that?
Yes, I'm aware about that video, and I heard it very well. It's only somebody who is a native speaker of the Kuku language who can tell apart whether that person speaking is a Kuku or somebody else. Yes, the video happened. All of us saw cattle being shot with a lot of fanfare, and the person making declaration, the stand of the Kajokeji people. But the person speaking is not a Kuku, a native Kuku speaker, maybe from the neighborhood or whatever it is. Up to now, I'm at a loss to know exactly who did it, but I understand there are some boys from around the border areas who with the neighboring Yumbe district or Uganda who did it. Yes, it happened. Yes, I'm aware about it. I saw it. But the person making the declaration is not really a native Kajokeji speaker.
Were there any incidents where cows were shot in Kajokeji?
Yes. Around that time when that video was taken, around that declaration, cattle were shot. And I have cross-checked it with my Dinkabor colleagues. They have confirmed that it is actually their cattle in Mangalotore, one of the payams of Kajokeji, which were shot. So Dinkabor cattle were shot by the people who are making that declaration.
There are pictures on the social media again that a lot of people were killed. Could you tell me where that happened exactly?
Yeah, that is in central Kajokeji, in one of the five payams of Kajokeji. It is right in the center. It's in Lire Payam, in some village called Lilikamero of Lire Payam. That's where the incident happened. It started, as the reports reveal, around 5 a.m. The information we got is that some of these cattle keepers sometimes go to the army barracks taking bulls for slaughter and for selling. They move to the army barracks heavily armed and nothing happens to them. They sell, whether it is milk or meat, they sell it and they go away. So what happened was that this morning, some of these cattle keepers spent the last night in the army barracks. And then they took off to go to the bushes, to their cattle camps. Along the way, at this village called Likamero, they opened fire randomly, indiscriminately, against the natives. And as we speak, 20 bodies have been collected and taken to the administrative center of Kajokeji called Mere. I understand a lot of people are still at large in the bushes. I'm told the number may rise. But as we speak now, 20 confirmed dead bodies are in Mere administrative area.
You are a leader of the Kuku community in Juba. What steps have you taken to address this? Because it appears this is not going to end today. There will be a lot of revenge attacks and counter attacks in the area. What are you doing to defuse the situation?
Over the last 4 years, as Kajokeji community members, together with our colleagues who are also on the receiving end, like the Southern Bari people who occupy Lobanok area, the Madi people of Magui County, the Acholi people of Magui County, the Lulubo people of Juba County, and the Lokoya. Collectively or individually as a community, we have been engaging with the Dinkabor leadership to rein in their cattle herders. It's not borne any fruits. We have gone down to talk with the cattle camp leaders who are on the ground in our counties, talk to them to adopt peaceful coexistence